Join the conversation.
Hashtag listen local.
In Tune Radio.
Make your way down to the stage, y'all. What is that? Where is this space? Right, you were in charge, you two. You were the first people down here, and you stopped way too soon. Get yourselves further down, including you guys. See, these knew what they were doing. They knew the rules. Get yourself down here. Including you all by the bandstand. Get yourselves down. You guys queue for numbers, it's okay. The rest of you not. Get yourself up. I can see you. Up there. Hello. Get yourself down here. Oh, yeah, that's peer pressure for you. Get yourself down. What are you doing? See you all from here. It's a lot nicer, right?
Join the conversation.
Hashtag listen local.
In Tune Radio.
Whatever you give today, it's going to be enough, right? Are you ready?
Shropshire, make some noise.
In Tune Radio.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
Shrewsbury, are you ready to join me? We're going to count down from 10 to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7. Today. whatever you're doing, you are making a huge, huge difference. And we thank you so much for all of your work and everything you're doing.
This is brave, this is proof, this is who I'm meant to be.
Join the conversation.
Hashtag listen local.
In Tune Radio.
Doing that, I just want to say a big shout out to the wonderful team of volunteers who've given up their time to help us today. We couldn't do this event without them, so give the volunteers a big round of applause.
Karen, you've completed the race for life.
Yes, I have.
Hopefully in a world record time.
No, I'm sure I didn't. I'm not very sad. You know how warm it is today.
But it's a fabulous event. Everybody contributes so positively. Are you running for any particular reason?
Yes, today I'm running with my neighbour Sarah, her daughter Charlotte. Charlotte's boyfriend Louis died in January of bone and lung cancer, so we're running to support Charlotte Day, and it's been an epic event. Well done, everybody. Taking part. Congratulations.
Well done to you, and I hope you have a rest of a brilliant Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Real positive contributions.
Thank you. Well done to everybody.
Thank you.
This is In Tune Radio.
So, who are you running for today?
So, we're a team called Shrewsbury Socials. We met on the Meetup app, and we meet up for social events all the time. And I decided to get a team together, so we're represented with 10 people here today.
10 people. Have you all got your family together as well, supporting us today?
We've got family supporting us. Some people who are not quite well enough to run have come to sort of cheer us on, but we're all really excited. We've done our warm-up, and we are ready.
Brilliant. So, do you run together on a regular basis?
Do you know, we don't. No, but it's just such an important event that even the ones that don't train and don't go to the gym, etc., just feel as though it's not a race, it's not who gets to win the winning line first, it's about taking part and finishing, getting those sponsors in. So
that is brilliant.
We've raised over about £1,500 so far, but hoping to get to £2,000.
That's amazing. Well done.
Thank you.
What do you find was the best way to raise money for Race for Life?
Do you know what, it's really awkward these days, and it's really hard because there is crisis in living with expenses at the moment, but we haven't really advertised that much, but just people think it's such a good cause, they donate anyway, they just want to help out because it's just so important. So people have been really generous.
This is In Tune Radio.
The Race for Life today, it's just looking like a good day. Are you looking forward to it?
Very much.
Yeah,
very
is it the first time you've done it?
My first time. And it's not mine.
No,
I've done it in Stevenage.
Yeah,
and I've done about
Have you? That's really good. I've never done it before. I can't run, but I know you can walk it. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter, does it?
It's a taking.
It's a taking part that counts. Okay.
So, and it's a good atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly. It is. I think it's like 700 people here today.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So, what's your motivation for doing it?
Well, my husband died of a brain tumor 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I usually raise money for brain tumour charity, but this is a fantastic cause, and I've got all friends who want to support me. So,
it's brilliant, brilliant, And your motivation?
Because I'd like to raise money for the council.
Yeah, can't say better than that.
This is In Tune Radio.
I'm Harriet.
And I'm Josh.
And you ran a Race for Life today?
Yep.
Yeah, we did.
Are you happy with your time?
Hell yeah.
He's very annoyingly happy because he was training in secret as a non-runner, which makes me very grumpy. Because we finished at the same time.
Oh, well. What's the relationship here?
Siblings.
So big men's competition going on.
Well, there's no competition really because she kills it,
okay.
And I just hold on.
Yes,
which is the best I can really do. I'm a cyclist, really. I'm not a runner.
Yeah, me too. I like rowing more than.
I love a bit of rowing.
Yeah.
It's more impressive for Harriet. She tore her Achilles a couple of years ago.
Oh wow! Right. Okay. Yeah.
Had two reconstructive surgeries. Only been off the crutches about 8 months.
Well done, you.
Thank you very much.
Wow. So this is a walk in the park now.
Supposedly, yes.
Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit more about why you ran today? So
we've got family members, both of our grannies died of cancer when we were in our teens, and other friends as well who have suffered and sadly passed away as well. And we sort of felt that it's not in the forefront at the moment as much as it used to be, and it's really nice to be a part of that again and just trying to encourage people to remember that it is something that is impacting so many people.
It's wonderful that you're taking the time and looking at it from a beneficial perspective and things that you can do. It's really, really cool. Did you enjoy the race, the day today?
Yeah, it's been great fun. Yeah. Really good fun.
The choir on the far corner.
Yes, they were phenomenal.
Oh,
great
the rock,
boots.
The rock choir's here,
aren't they? Choir, they're at the monument. And yeah. They've got great boots. Got to sing along with them as we went past.
Excellent. And they're all volunteers as well. Yeah, so it's just so it's amazing. Yeah,
yeah, good fun.
Thanks for your time today, guys.
No problem.
Have a good rest of the Sunday. Yeah, thank you.
This is In Tune Radio.
So can you tell me your names?
I'm Bethan.
And I'm Emily.
Incredible. So who have you raced for today? Who was your motivation?
All my, like, my both my grandmas and granddad died from cancer. So
it must be really, really sensitive day for you then today.
Yeah, I think I was very young at the time when it happened, so it's just, you know, keeping everyone, keeping it going, really, like, keeping money going to keep to fund, I guess, eventually. Families that are going through
it's
stuff.
It's not like you've done anything.
You know,
I mean, that's
young
just
parents.
Keep
so how much do you manage to raise for today?
I think just over 50,
about £50 each. We only decided to do it like yesterday.
Really? Oh, incredible. Oh, because I did it about 8 years ago. And I remember the week before, and I was like, oh, no, I've got a race in a week. So I just manically started running around. So you two are incredible for deciding to do it yesterday. That is absolutely amazing. But do you both run?
Just tried to get back into it. I was just saying to Emily, I've done the race for life before, but... I've just started getting back into running, and it was like the perfect opportunity. Like, it's a good cause, it's a nice thing to do.
What's your number one tip for running in a race like this today?
Don't go too fast. Just keep your heart rate low and just enjoy it. And just actually, it's about finishing the race. It's not actually about getting the fastest time.
It's about having fun as well.
Yeah, you'll have a better time. You'll probably get a better time if you just relax and enjoy it.
See the guy dressed as a banana?
Yeah, he was so quick.
I know. We were watching it.
It was insane. We were like, oh my God.
We were all standing in the banter. We were like, is that a banana? And we were just like watching him go around.
Yeah.
It was just incredible. So fun to watch. But yeah, I'll have to find him for an interview.
Yeah, definitely.
So what's the plan for us today?
Oh, it's Father's Day. So my dad's here to support me and Beth. So go for lunch, chill, go home and have a shower.
Brilliant. So thank you so much, lady. Have a great rest of your day.
This is In Tune Radio.
Cool, so you've just done the run. Mm-hmm. Good time?
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you mean as in time?
Or both. Good time.
Both. Yeah. Very interesting course. Lots of wiggly.
It was quite wiggly. Yeah. Yeah. You did it quite quick.
Yeah, fairly quick. I would say.
Yeah, you've knackered yourselves out now.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
I won't be running home.
No. Slow walk home or a crawl.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a mill as well.
Is it? Yeah. What's your motivation for doing the run?
Well, we've got a lot of family members who have suffered and died from cancer, sadly.
Yeah.
And I've got a lot of friends who are struggling at the moment with it as well. So it was something that I wanted to do for them to try and sort of keep that awareness going, because I feel like it's something that's always in the back of our minds.
Of course.
But we don't actually really bring it to the forefront as often as we, say, used to 10 years ago. So it feels nice to be able to be a part of that.
This
again
is a good reminder of it, and it's a thing we do every year. So have you both done it before?
I did the breast cancer race for life way back when I was 18, I think. Okay, that was my last one that I did, so it feels really nice. And Mum's still running at the moment. So
is she?
We're going to go and cheer her on.
And when she's done, send her over.
Absolutely.
we'll get her as well.
She's a chatter.
Is she? That's all right, then we can chat. Is she running it?
She is running.
She is running, all right. Well, we'll catch her in a bit. All right, so what's the plan now? You're just going to cheer her on and then enjoy the rest of the day?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to get some ice cream, I think. Celebratory ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat this free banana malt loaf.
Oh, enjoy that. All right, thank you both for your time. Have a good day. Cheers.
This is In Tune Radio.
Well done on completing the race today.
Thank you.
So, is this a world record time for you?
No.
Okay, and can I ask, what is your name and why you ran today in particular?
My name's Jen. I ran today to support everyone that faces a battle with cancer, including myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, I wouldn't be as healthy as I am today if it wasn't for Single World. So, I ran as part of the Single World team.
Oh, wonderful. It's wonderful that so many people are coming together and created such positivity out of, you know, it's obviously a thing that affects so many people.
Yes, yeah, it's a massive
massive event, and it's all for a good cause, hopefully to beat cancer.
Yeah. Thank you, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank I tip my hat to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is In Tune Radio.
Tell me your name. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Dan Gradwell. I've done 4 days training of doing this 5K run. You know, I'm very athletic. Even though I do walking, cycling, so I do like some of my favourite hobbies, really.
Amazing. So yeah. What was your time today? Like, were you happy with that?
I didn't get told. I'm not too sure what time it was, but my dad thinks I've done in the top 10.
Really? That's incredible.
Yeah, you know, like, after top 10 people.
Yeah, that's incredible. Absolutely amazing. So well done for that.
Thank you.
And so who was your motivation today?
So basically, me and my family, we've had some bad news going back roughly 3 to 4 weeks. Someone that I'm very close to, called Auntie Mai, she was in the hospital in the surgical assessment unit. She got diagnosed with skin cancer, and they can't operate on her because of how big of a risk and on how badly it's like spreading now around her, you know, body. She's at home, she's got like cancer people there, and she's got like a care package. But like, I've had an update Friday, and me and my godmother think she's only got 1, 2, or 3 weeks left to run, live. We're 100% sure. But as I've done this 5K run to today, and you know that I can hopefully go and see her on Friday, show her the medal and tell her what I've done.
She will be incredibly proud of you.
No, thank you very much.
For everything that you've done, all the money that you've raised.
Yep.
Yeah, she'll be incredibly proud of you. So congratulations for today.
Thank you so much.
It was lovely to meet you.
Yep, you too.
This is In Tune Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You've just done the Race for Life.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was tough, but it was really good.
Yeah, good. You've just done it in a good time?
Yeah, in 34 minutes.
That's really good. Well done, well done.
You.
What's your motivation been for doing the race?
I lost my boyfriend to cancer.
Yeah.
And ever since, I've always wanted to help raise money to find a cure.
Amazing.
And it's pushed me through the race to think about him.
Oh, that's brilliant. Is this the first time you've done it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You're going to do it again in the future?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good thing to do, and it's a good buzz today as well.
Yeah,
it's lovely. Brill. And what are you going to do for the rest of the day?
I'm going to go walk home.
You're going to walk home, not run?
No, walk.
And then a swim to cool down.
Yeah.
Brill, sounds like a good day, good way to spend the rest of the day.
It's a really good day.
All right, thanks for your time. Have a good day. Cheers. Bye.
This is In Tune Radio.
Okay, hi! This is Sway from In Tune Radio. You ran the Race for Life today. You've had a really great time.
Yep. Sandra's sisters,
well done.
Yeah, and my daughter.
Oh,
my
well done, friend. Daughter as well. So, can we ask a little bit more about who are Sandra's sisters? Sisters to Sandra, I presume.
Yeah, we work with Sandra.
Yes.
And she's just gone through grueling chemotherapy and come out the other side, and she's an absolute warrior.
Well done.
Perfect time for a beverage.
And that's what we're doing this today, to put some money back in the kitty.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
Yeah.
So there's three of you that have ran today.
Yeah.
And you've all enjoyed the race?
Yeah, definitely.
Is it the first time you've ran?
No, we've done it before.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I would cheer you more if you weren't wearing a Man U hat. But here we go.
That's beautiful
well
to hear.
Guys.
Well done to you.
You
great to see you all here.
Yeah.
It's a great atmosphere.
It is.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen in.
This is In Tune Radio.
So did you guys run, jog, or walk today? What was the plan?
Who wants to go first?
Half and half.
Half of us run and half of us walk, I'd say.
Oh, you didn't want me. I would have crawled. So. Absolutely perfect. So what are your motivations for running today?
We sadly lost our very close friend in March to cancer, so it meant a lot today, really.
Yeah.
In memory of her, yeah, Lily.
Oh, Lily. That's a beautiful name as well.
Yeah.
Oh, how much did you guys race? How much did you guys race today? Did you do it all together? Did you do it individually?
I think we raised, was it 630?
Yeah, there's £40 coming right now.
Okay, 670 then.
That's
probably nearly 700 by the time everything comes in. Yeah,
that's amazing. Congratulations. You must be so proud of yourselves.
Yeah, we're very chuffed.
Okay. Oh, good. Absolutely. So you should be. What's the plan for the rest of today?
Food and drinks.
I believe a pint is on the cards as well.
Oh,
definitely. Maybe, and
well
definitely dessert. Chocolate is deserved.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing, girls. Thank you so much for that.
This is In Tune Radio.
Good morning. You've just done the Race for Life. How was it?
Hard.
it was okay apart from the hills, but apart from that it was really good.
Apart from that it was really good. Yeah. Brill. You've completed it in how long? How quickly have you done it? Fairly quick.
Under an hour,
wasn't
it? Yeah, under an hour.
That's pretty good.
I haven't got my actual.
No. No. Have you done it before?
Not this one. No.
No. Oh, but you've done Race for Life before. Else. Oh, okay. Okay. Cool. How did you find it?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Yeah. Bit hilly around here, isn't it?
Bit hilly. That was anything.
Yeah. And what was your main motivation for doing it?
I lost my dad to leukemia 3 years ago, and my brother-in-law is currently fighting cancer. So
just
to raise money for him.
And would you do it again?
Everybody else fighting cancer.
Of course, and it's obviously a big event, and it's a good reminder of what's going on, and people come together to do it every year. So are you going to do it again, do you think, in the coming years?
I always say no, but we probably will.
Yeah. Oh, I've got to run that again. Brill. All right, well, thank you very much for your time.
Okay.
Cheers, have a good day. Cheers.
This is In Tune Radio.
So, group leader.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about who you are, what you're on today?
So my name's Tina Hayworth, and I'm from the WEM and Whitchurch Slimming World Group.
You've got these ladies. How you doing, girls?
Obviously, Slimming World is sponsoring Race for Life. There's a lot of people that want to do it. I've got a team of about 37 people, and we've raised just over £6,000.
That is amazing.
Fantastic.
And they're all running today.
We're all the ones in the pink tutus.
Oh, excellent. And we've seen the pink tutus.
Loads of them.
Yes, it's just totally amazing. It's a swathe of tutus. Have you enjoyed the day?
Absolutely, I've really enjoyed it, yes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for running, and thank you for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
This is In Tune Radio.
Who are you running for today?
Running for my mum, Molly Smith. She had a tumour in the throat, so she had a big operation undergoing to get rid of that. She's doing well. She's getting through it. But just thought I'd try and raise as much money as I can to run for this cancer research.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah. So well done for today as well. It's incredibly hot weather.
Yeah.
Very challenging conditions for everyone. And it's amazing that your mum's here to support you as well. So any more of your family out today?
I've got a few friends. Another friend ran with me today. And I've got all my girlfriend over there, a few friends. My brother, my mum's new partner there. So yeah, I got a bit of support.
Oh, so getting a wave over there. That's incredible. So how much have you raised today?
It's a bit of a shock, but it was £2,145.
And you said it was still climbing as well?
Yes, at the moment, yeah, but it's still donating.
When does the donations close?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think it was the deadline's today, I think. I'm not too sure, but I know someone donated this morning, so it could still be going now.
Okay, what number are you hoping to reach today?
The target was 2,000, so we were already
smashed
that target,
it. Yeah,
so,
that's incredible.
It was brilliant. So.
Oh, brilliant. So those are friends and family donating?
Friends and family. Work sponsored me for quite a lot. It was just got a load of friends and family together, just got the word out.
That is
everyone just snuck in and donated.
So what's tell us your name.
Owen Smith.
Owen Smith, probably can't see you on the radio.
No, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So that is incredible. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
this is In Tune Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How have you found it?
Hard. Very hot.
Yeah, it is hot today.
I haven't done it around the quarry before.
No.
We do it around the Whitby Show Ground.
This is a bit different.
It is, yeah, but it's played out really good.
Yeah,
well organised, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit hilly as well here, isn't it?
It is a little bit hilly, yeah.
Okay,
so, really enjoyed it.
Okay, so what's your main motivation for doing the run?
I lost my dad a couple of years ago to cancer. Yeah. Lots of other people have been affected, so I'm doing it every year.
Yeah.
It's a good cause.
Good cause, and
money,
it's a good reminder as well.
Oh, that's it,
Have you run it or walked?
A bit of both.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter, does it?
No,
taking part that counts, and that's it. Yeah, for real. So what's your plan for the rest of the day now?
Just relax,
wind down,
yes.
No more running.
No.
Bit of walking.
yeah.
And that's about it.
That's it, yeah.
All right, brilliant. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
This is InTune Radio.
Hello.
Hello there.
You've just finished the Race for Life.
I certainly have.
How
yes.
did you find the race?
Very good. Yeah, I've done it 4 times before.
Wow,
so
okay.
It gets easier each year.
And can I ask why you've taken part today?
Well, I've done it a lot of times to raise money for cancer research, but this year is more important to me because my mum, just before her 90th birthday in May, was diagnosed with this dreadful C. So yes. I'm here today with my sister and my nephew and my mum.
Wow.
So that's it.
It's a proper family occasion.
It is, yes.
All determined to raise some funds.
Yes, yes.
Can I ask how much you raised today?
Oh, it's about 300. Just over 300, I think.
Well done to you guys. I hope you've really enjoyed the race and you're having a really cool day.
Yes, thank you very much.
And it's something to take away. And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
This is InTune Radio.
How have you found the race?
Absolutely amazing. Everybody's pulled together. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's such a good buzz, isn't it? You can hear the crowds chanting in the background.
It's a lovely walk.
It's a lovely walk, yeah. So you've walked it all the way through the gardens and all the way around the park.
Yeah,
brilliant. And what's your main motivation for doing the race?
Because I've had cancer 3 different times.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah,
yeah. Brilliant. That's
raise money.
Oh, well, exactly. It's an amazing cause, and it doesn't matter who runs it and who walks it. It's all for the same reason. Congratulations.
Thank you very
brilliant.
Much.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
This is InTune Radio.
Hiya.
Hi.
Is this Jeanette?
Yes, it is.
Jeanette, hello, welcome.
Hello.
InTune Radio. You just finished the Race for Life.
Yes.
Apologies, I've caught you out of breath.
Okay.
Can I ask how you found the day while you're running today?
Yeah, found the day, really good day. Ran it with my daughter, supported me. 4 years ago, had breast cancer. I'm in fourth year of remission. This is the first year we've done the Race for Life, and it's just tremendous. Just thanking everybody that's gone through it, that's going through it for themselves, for their family, friends, whoever. So thanks to everybody and yourselves for coming to the day.
Oh, thank you for taking part, Jeanette. And it's like you with are. People like you, it's going to make a huge difference.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is InTune Radio.
Okay, so you've all just done the Race for Life?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. First time doing it?
No.
No, all done it before?
No, yeah. I hadn't.
No?
I hadn't.
First time. How did you find it?
It's the most amazing thing you can ever do.
Yeah.
And being part of the Slimming More team,
do it,
your members, is incredible. Absolutely incredible. There's nothing quite like this.
Brilliant. And you're all here representing the Slimming World.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant. And what's your motivation for doing it today?
Well, Slimming World have been partners this year.
Yeah.
And over the last few years, we've raised 20 million now, isn't it, girls? For it. And do you know what? What a better cause. 1 in 2 are affected by cancer now. And
exactly.
When you look at our members in our groups.
Yeah.
That's some of our members.
Exactly.
More than ever now, we needed.
The people standing here could be impacted by it at some point in their lives.
Members that have never done it before.
Yeah.
Or members that have, but they've done it quicker this year than they did last year.
Yeah.
So
there you go. That's an achievement.
One of the things we do something called Body Magic. That's when we encourage all our members to, when they're ready in their own time and ways that they want, to just become that little bit more active, and it's really good. And then so when they know that as a community we're all working towards an event, that's maybe encouraged some people.
Yeah, it brings everyone together and working together. Exactly. It gives people the courage to do something that they've not done before.
Yeah, we're all part of the Slimming World family.
Really good. I love that.
We are all part of the Slimming World family.
I love that.
Support is second to none.
Yeah.
And our activity program, whether you're walking it, whether you're running it, whether you're sitting on a skateboard and skating it all the way through.
Yeah, I've seen a scooter.
Absolutely. It's all about it being accessible for everybody, and this is what Race for Life is about as well.
Exactly. It is accessible for everybody. It's a beautiful place to come and do it as well.
Cancer affects
so many people. Yeah. So you'll be back next year then?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Well,
yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'll catch you then. All right, thank you for your time. Cheers. Bye.
This is InTune Radio.
Hello, mate.
Hello.
I think you were the first to cross the line today.
Yes.
Obviously, it's Race for Life, and it's not a competition in the sense of first over the line.
Yeah.
But you're dressed as a banana as well.
Yeah.
And everybody was cheering you on. Even my son, my 3-year-old son, was cheering you on at the top there. Can you tell me a little bit more about who you are and why you ran today?
Yeah, Luke Thomas, a teacher at Greenfields, and we're running today because we lost a pupil to blood cancer at January, February time. And then, unfortunately, we also lost one of our colleagues 2 weeks ago.
Right.
To cancer as well. And yes, yeah, so we're running for them. And then we've also, our head teacher is just recovering from breast cancer, so she's just come back to school. So yeah, lots of emotions, but yeah, all of our team Greenfields are running for special causes, yeah, should we say. Yeah,
fabulous.
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed the day?
I have enjoyed the day. Yeah, to explain the banana costume as well, yeah. It's when we're in year six in our school, we get to do fancy dress as one last fundraiser for our school GSA, and the year six children get to pick our outfit. So this was an outfit they picked for me 2 years ago, or 3 years ago now, and the boy that sadly passed away picked this outfit, and he wore it with me. Yeah. So that was a run for him in the outfit.
Yeah. I've got to say, you've absolutely hammered this course. I was looking at you, and I know it was actually towards the end, and you were running at my probably utmost sprint. So the thought of like even getting anywhere close to how you ran this whole course is just phenomenal. Well done to you.
Thank you. Yeah, so we split it into two. So I ran the park run yesterday without the costume, and yes, then it was this one today to make it even more challenging. And then we've raised as a school with gift aid, the last total was 4,200.
Congratulations, that's so amazing.
It's absolutely incredible, yeah. So thank you to everyone who's donated.
Thank you to you.
Thank you, yeah.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. I can take this costume off now because I'm boiling.
You can let the air gather around you. But you were fabulous and everyone was cheering you on. It was an amazing thing.
Yeah, lots of Banana Man shouts.
Yes, even Dale, our host, who's doing the stage work, was shouting and rooting for you.
Thank you,
Banana Man.
Yeah, thank you.
It was wonderful.
For the shouts and support. Amazing, amazing event.
Take it easy. Thank you.
This is In Tune Radio.
Excuse me, have you run the race for life today? What's your name?
It's Freddie.
Hello, Freddie. Have you had a lovely day today?
Hi, Freddie.
Yeah, you're Freddie. And have you had a lovely day?
Have you had a lovely day?
You've had a lovely day today.
Yeah.
Are you with Mummy and Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and who's your Daddy?
It's Daddy.
It's Daddy's Day, and you're special, aren't you?
Hi. Yeah. So is our day.
Beautiful.